Hey everyone, it's the 26th of September, and I don't know about you, but September seemed to really fly by, as did this month of focusing on hymns. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had more feedback on Pray Today this month than I have any other month of Pray Today, and I'm so glad to know that these hymns are close to others' hearts the way they are to mine. This hymn we're talking about today was written clear back in the 1700s, and yet it's a hymn that we still sing today in our church. It's Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and it was written by Robert Robinson. And what really struck me about this is that his story, though the circumstances are different, is so similar to so many of these hymn writers in that he had pain in his life, and a lot of pain in his life, and it started for him when he was young. But these hymn writers writing, these people who've had difficult lives, for them to write hymns with the meanings and full of love for God that they do just says so much about their great faith, even through adversity. So let me ask you this question. Do you get stronger faith through adversity, or does adversity make your faith weaker? I want to encourage you to take a lesson from these hymn writers, as so many of them did, allowed God to strengthen their faith through adversity. So a little bit about Robert Robinson. He was born in the early 1700s, and when he was just a boy, his father died. And like it happens so often, he became out of control. His mother couldn't control him. So of all places, she sent him off not to a boarding school, but to barber school. Isn't that interesting? Maybe people did that back then and I just didn't realize it. So she sends him to London to this barber school. And instead of learning how to cut hair, he learned how to drink and he learned gang life. And one night he was drinking with his buddies and he went with them to go see a fortune teller. And for some reason, I don't really know anything about his mother's faith or even if any faith was instilled in him as a child, but for some reason going to this fortune teller, he felt unsettled. And I tend to think that that was God drawing him to him. And he decided right after that night at the fortune teller that he needed to attend an evangelistic meeting that was on in town by a famous preacher in the 1700s named George Whitefield. And George Whitefield gave a fiery sermon that night, but nothing immediately changed for Robinson. But the words that the preacher said haunted him for 3 years until he finally surrendered his life to Christ in 1755. Right after that, or soon after that, he entered into ministry, was serving at a Methodist church. And after he began serving in ministry about 3 years later, it was Pentecost Sunday coming up, and he decided he needed to write a hymn for his church. And that is how Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing was conceived. And it's been a loved hymn with these deep lyrics ever since then. And these lyrics, I don't know what it is about this song and the tune that just captures my heart when I hear this song. I love this. He's the fount, the fountain. God is the fountain or the source of every blessing in our lives. That's something I've been trying to do lately, is to thank God constantly about the many blessings that He's given me. So let's pray today. And I want to pray and use one line in this hymn that just struck me. This is the one hymn that of all the lyrics in this song that just resonates with me. And that line is this: prone to wander, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for the courts above. So he's saying, God, in my sinful nature, I'm prone to wander. And aren't we all? We're prone to wander. That's the sin nature in us. But when Christ is in us, there's not enough room for that sin nature to control us. And he's asking God to just seal it. Seal me, Lord. So if you think about sealing something, you seal things to protect them, don't you, so often? And he's saying, God, just prepare me for the courts above. Prepare me for heaven. Let's pray today. God, thank you so much that you are a God that is the fountain, that is the source of every blessing. Lord, in the beginning of the song talks about tuning my heart to sing your grace. And Lord, our hearts need tuned today. And would you take our hearts and tune them right now to sing about your grace, about what you've done for us? Because Father, we know we're prone to wander. And for that, we want to ask you to forgive us. Forgive me when I wander from your will. Forgive me when I wander from what you want me to do and what you want me to say, how you want me to act, people you want me to reach out to. Father, I often am prone to wander the opposite direction. God, forgive me for that. I just want to take a moment today, Lord, to thank you so much that your love is unchanging for me, no matter how stubborn I am, no matter how much I wander. Thank you, Lord. But today I want to ask you to seal my heart for your courts above. I love you, Lord. And I pray this today in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon, it mount of the
a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. So to praise, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee.
Prone to Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.